misdirection is something that is necessary for comedy, for magic, and for temptation. And misdirection is basically saying, look at this hand so you won't look to see what this my left hand is doing. But nothing is so deceptive as the truth. When you go to court, you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But it's very easy and easier to deceive people by the truth than by a lie. As an example, pulled over by a police officer, and the officer says, you're speeding. And the person says, well, this is the first time in 20 years that I've been pulled over for speeding. Well, how long have you had your license? 2 months. It's the truth, but it's deceptive. Temptation is like that. Temptation tells you part of the truth, not a lie. Come on, you know you want it. This tastes good. This feels great. It's only heroin. It's going to give you an experience that will change your life. That is 100% true. Because if you take it, you may die. So it will definitely change your life. And sometimes when we teach others and face temptation ourselves, we try to pretend that temptation doesn't use truth. It doesn't taste good. I don't want it. This won't change my life. That's not true. When you face temptation, you have to admit the truth and say, yes, this is true. I'm a diabetic. I want chocolate cake, and I would eat the whole thing, and it would feel good, and it might kill me. So when you are faced with temptation, never lie to yourself or to your children. Don't say, this is not true. It does feel good. I would like to be in Hawaii now. But also teach your children and remind yourself, but what's the whole truth? What will happen to me if I do this? What will happen to others if I choose that action? So temptation always comes at you not with a lie, but with the 100% truth. But it doesn't tell you the whole truth. And the deception can be very complete. Because who will deny? Of course I want to do this bad thing. Of course this tastes good, feels good, and it will change my life. I want that. But to be able to admit that and to accept it, whether it's a human weakness or the human condition, is to tell the truth and to think and pray and ask God for strength and vision to see the complete truth will give you the freedom to be able to face both the truth and the deception of temptation. So the next time you are tempted by something, admit where the truth is and look for the misdirection. How is this fooling me? How is this truth trying to lead me astray? And then when you see the full picture, pray and ask for the Lord for strength to do what is right and to do something that will give you freedom. Slava Iisusu Hristu!